So how long were you then at Grange Park?
I was there till 1943. Mm-hmm. And one of the inspectors that used to live at Grange Park, and he came up one day because he knew my father. And he said, oh, he said, how would you like to be a guard? So I said, oh, yeah. I said, I really fancy that. So I went out then to be a guard. I was one of the first two on the LNER.
How did you have to prepare for that?
We did a fortnight up at Hatfield at a school. They told us about signals and rules and things like that. And then we learnt the road with another guard, you know. There was a bit of a bad feeling by some of the guards because they thought it made their job look cheap. Well, I suppose in a way it's like my husband working to be a driver. You don't jump straight into it, do you? You have to work your way up to get to be a guard, and they were, some of them were a bit resentful of that, but on the whole they were all very good.
So what roads did you have to learn?
Up to Hertford North, and then up to Hatfield, Welling Garden City on the main line.
From King's Cross.
From King's Cross, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was actually stationed at Gordon Hill. There was four of us at Gordon Hill.
How long was your training before you were able to take charge of a train?
We had 2 weeks
at Hatfield,
and I think it wasn't long, about a month, I think, not long, on the road.
So you became a guard, and tell me about some of the trains that you had to work.
Well, the morning trains, we used to do, they're busy trains in the morning, actually, from King's Cross, had all the goods on them, you know. They used to be fish, boxes of fish, and, things for the Enfield, for the small arms factory. In fact, you had things on for nearly every station all the way down the line. It was quite hard work, actually. And,
tell me a bit more about it, about the sort of composition of the trains, where all this material was stacked. And
well, say if you didn't get round to your train before, you know, in good time, they used to come, the porters on King's Cross used to come round with the trolleys and chuck everything in, which meant you couldn't get it out, you know, very easily. So you had to be round there so that you could position it in the guard break how you wanted it to come out, because it was no good having things for Hertford in the front, you know, so you had to be there to position everything.
So that the things to be unloaded first.
Exactly, because you more or less had to unload everything yourself. I mean, they never used to very rarely come up and unload, you know, you had to do it on your own, and you just got a knack with it. The fish boxes, you used to wiggle them forward and then just tip them over. They used to go. Only once did I have one burst open and all the fish and ice was all over the platform.